Appreciate you taking some time to chat with us this morning about what's happening in Cheyenne. And I guess let's just start with it being your first session, Representative Byron, and tell us how things have gone the first couple of weeks as you've jumped right into this thing.
Yeah, you know, I think drinking from the fire hose analogy got a little overused, but there's a lot of validity to it. We are full throttle down here. Everything's been going great, you know, getting used to committee meetings back-to-back with session and then evening events. It is it's a great process. It's a wonderful process, but you certainly have to be ready to absorb it all.
Andrew Byron on the air with us today, representative for House District 22, which is North Star Valley, Southern Teton County. Representative, you jump right into the House Revenue Committee, and that's a big one, especially this year, because property taxes have been one of the hot topics all year long heading into the session, and a number of proposals. Tell us what the House Revenue Committee has been discussing so far with when it comes to property taxes.
Well, Duke, thank you for bringing that up. That's near and dear to all of our hearts in Western Wyoming. The great thing about it is that the appetite statewide is certainly there for something to change. So on the House Revenue Committee, we've heard a few different bills, nothing property tax related yet, but we are told by our chairman that this week we'll be diving into the bills. It sounds like we are going to probably look at over 20 different bills, a lot of them doing the same things, but we're going to look at about 20 different bills. And to prep for those, we've been very lucky to be meeting very early in the morning on Tuesdays and Thursdays over at the state, the Hirschler building, and they're just prepping us and going through historical trends and how we get to where we do with our property taxes. So we haven't yet considered a specific bill, but I do know that we hear they're coming this week.
Okay. So as far as the Revenue Committee is concerned then, what specific pieces of legislation has been discussed?
Oh, the Revenue Committee has already looked at a lot of stuff. You know, the big one that passed through the Revenue Committee and made it out onto the floor is House Bill 80, which is Medicaid expansion. That was the beginning of last week. That's come in front of the state, I believe, 10 sessions now. So it is still in the House. I think it's looking at a third reading right now. It could come up this week, but that's been the big one that we spent multiple hours on, a lot of testimony to for and against, and certainly was my first, I would say, full swing at a real bill that has, you know, high consequence around the state and has certainly been controversial for a long, long time.
Yeah. That's Representative Andrew Byron, House District 22. Representative, you're also in the Travel and Recreation Committee. Let's flip over to that one. Anything coming out of that committee or being discussed worth highlighting?
Yeah, TRW has been great. TRW is kind of right up my alley, given where I live, north of Star Valley up there in Hoback. You know, we get a look at some quote-unquote more fun bills. So the bill that's going to come in front of us tomorrow morning, which is a continuation of a bill from last week, is using optics, infrared and light optics at night to hunt predatory animals on public land. So that's been certainly educational, given our meetings with Game and Fish. Another great one that came in front of the TRW committee was a grant bill that essentially allows counties to apply for grants for different recreational purposes. So that certainly the TRW committee really has a lot to do with what we do in Western Wyoming and us getting to enjoy all that public land.
Well, Representative, anything else maybe outside of the committees or just other general bills in the House that you would like to highlight today?
No, I have my first piece of legislation coming. With how this goes is they get sent to committee, and right now our committee queue, if you will, the queue of bills is, depending on the committee, anywhere from 5 to 10 bills long, and we're getting through about 4 bills a week at committee level. So my bill coming is a public lands bill, which is pretty great. And my first piece of legislation as a freshman, it's House Bill 171, and it essentially allows for some competitive bidding for state sections of land. So that's been a learning experience working with LSO, our lawyers, and different entities. But no, I think it's great. Everything's going great. Working great with the other representative from Central Star Valley, Lane Allred. And I guess the message I love to get out is we love to hear from constituents. All of our information is available on the wyoledge.gov website. And love hearing from people from home. It kind of it takes the homesick sting out a little bit, and love to hear what's going on up there. And once again, thanks for having me. And I think it's great we're having this opportunity to get get back in front of our constituents over the waves.
Absolutely. You betcha. House District 22 Representative Andrew Byron with us on the Weekday Wake Up. Thank you, Representative. Appreciate your time.